Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith.
A very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to yet another Monday. It's the start of a brand new week and I'm absolutely thrilled to be sitting with you once again behind this microphone, starting a brand new week, an interesting one, because in this week we wrap up a month and start off another month. And not only that, but in this week we actually have Passover weekend and a lot of festivities on our way, a lot of traveling for a lot of people, holidaying, some going home. Well, in case you don't get the difference, I was told some people go on holiday, some people go home. So whichever one it is for you, I'm really hoping that it's going to be a great one for you. I'm looking forward to it, I must say. And a lot of family time, like I said, a lot of festivities. So I'll be part of those festivities. We'll tell you about them as we go along. But as we start off this very first hour, I'm not alone in studio this afternoon, but I've got Charles van Anselen. Charles is not new to the family. He is, you'll correct me if I'm wrong here, Charles, but you're our marketing manager, right?
Sales specifically.
And not only that, but Charles is actually the principal of the, let me say, branch of Moody's that's at Radio Pulpit, right?
Well, yes, essentially, yeah.
Pretty much, yes.
So I'm the guy who's got the privilege to carry the ball from a custodian point of view, and it's my privilege to be part of an amazing team that does a great job.
I've loved those testimonies from your students, by the way. Got to listen to a couple of those.
Oh, wow, cool.
Absolutely love it. And I think I'm really blessed to be part of, this project, because I'm Radio Pulpit after you guys started it and made a noise about it. And to hear that you guys have actually finished with your first cohort, that's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. We were really blessed to have 60 students 60. Registering and paying last year in the first year. And of the 60, as it happens, you know, there's always a bit of a drop-off. We eventually had, I think, after the first quarter, we had about 50% of those students sticking, 30 students. And that's now tapered down to 25, still continuing on and doing a second year.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're really blessed. I mean,
that,
the retention
speaks of
on
a
that.
Quality.
Exactly. And the quality really pertains to or is based on the regular bi-weekly interactions by our absolute star facilitators, Malin and Annie Krokamp.
Wow.
And the students just love it because it's so enriching, so inspiring. So empowering, and that's what this is all about.
Speaking of enriching, I think let's get right into it, Charles. What is the Radio Pulpit's Moody Enrich course? Please just brief us on it. What exactly is it?
Yeah, so it's a very exciting, enriching, a Bible-enriching course, which our CEO many, many years carried in his heart. And we finally took hands with Moody in 2023. We went over for a research and study trip, which was fully funded by, believe it or not, a listener of ours who saw the vision with us. We pitched it to him. He said, well, I'm in. And he just sponsored the trip. We went over, spent time with Moody. And they then we started with a process there. And in November 2024, we concluded a memorandum of understanding, which led into the first Radio Pulpit Moody Bible Enrich course being presented in March, end of March, beginning of April 2025, exactly a year ago.
Wow.
So this course is all about our vision aligning with Moody's vision, which is to equip believers to facilitate a meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ. We are all about the Word. We're about spreading the Word, getting the Word of God out there, encouraging, strengthening, inspiring, enriching our believers, our listeners, to be more effective as believers in their calling and to make disciples of Jesus Christ. So that's what it's really about. It's not an academic theological course, although it does have enough spiritual and theological depth in it, but it's really much more lifestyle enriching and equipping believers for their work of ministry, as Ephesians 4 says.
All right. Now tell me, how are the students experiencing it? Maybe let's get into why are they finding it engaging?
Yeah, so it's about getting to know God, getting to know His Word better, and apart from the online study, so there's two ways. You do the online study where there's videos and course material available, but then you also have a bi-weekly classroom, virtual classroom interaction, and that's what the student, But the balance of these two, the recipe of these two, really makes it so attractive for students. They love digging into the Word and almost like having this radio pulpit, if you want to call it, in the way, sort of like a cell group going every second week, getting to know God, getting to know His Word better, getting to know each other, learning from one another. And so the spiritual stimulus behind it's just absolutely amazing. Students love it. And this is not just based on our observations, but they would have also on the air, and you mentioned it off air earlier, there are these snippets playing of students saying how they are experiencing the Moody Bible Enrichment course. And so, yeah, we're standing amazed at what an impact this have and how people's lives are enriched, empowered, and how they are equipped for the work of ministry.
And just how it's been received, I must say, when you spoke of that big number, I'm like 60. For me, and you must remember this was your first intake.
Yeah.
For me and you being able to retain about 25 of those, for me says the next intake is going to be bigger. Definitely, definitely. I'm hopeful of that.
And I stand with you in agreement, sister. Thanks so much. We currently approaching the end of our intake period. And we haven't received a lot of students as much as I would hope. So suffice it to say, there's lots of room still left open. So students can really jump on. And we are trying to spread the word as far and as wide as we can. And this is really all about equipping and empowering and enriching, as I said, believers for their walk of faith in the Lord and their work of ministry. Because of Ephesians 4 says this, that we all have been called to a work of ministry. And it's about equipping the saints. So yeah, there's a lot of room still left for people who want to come aboard and be part of our Moody Enrich. At this stage, I'm going to put the number out there so that you know, people know. We want to try and fill up a volume of at least 20 students. So at this stage, we're only 8, so I'm a little bit disappointed. But it's, you know, if our hope is in the Lord, He can never disappoint us. But my expectation was by this time that a lot more people will put up their hand and say, hey, I want to be part of this, you know, because it's really, really worthwhile doing it. And so I want to absolutely issue forth an invitation, an encouragement, a challenge, even if I may. Come and study with us on the radio, at the radio pulpit, my Moody Bible Enrich. It's really worth it, and it's so life-inspiring and changing.
And if anything is to be said, I must say, Charles, the fact that out of 30, you'd retain 25. That is a great testimonial in itself.
Exactly. That's a great track record. And we can also, from a factual point of view, confirm that Moody, we had discussions with them last year. And they said, what are you guys doing? How is your retention rate so great? Because they also have other Moody Enrich programs across the globe, of which we are the only South African-based one. There's another African-based one in Ghana as well. And they're saying that the rest of the guys across the globe are challenged, struggling to retain their students. But by God's grace, all by His grace, we've found a recipe that really works. And so it's firstly not just saying there's the online material, go and study, but to make sure that there's a diligent bi-weekly virtual classroom engagement where our students enjoy engaging, and it's deep and rich and so inspiring. And so really want to encourage students to get into the Word of God with us. It's not just about studying the Word, which obviously is great, but it's about becoming part of a faith community, which of course you have in your church. But this is just that additional strengthening of one's faith, inspiring you in your walk with the Lord.
Absolutely love it. Now, tell me, Charles, how is it facilitated? Let's talk about the actual program.
So what happens is that you get access to what is called a learning management system. So it's an online
LMS.
Learning. LMS, there you go.
Remember,
you know all about
distance
that.
Student.
So all students, you make use of LMSs like I do. I study as well through Moody, but a slightly different track. So I can vouch for the credibility and the authenticity of it. It's amazing. So you study on the LMS. It's a learning management system, simply just an online platform where they've got the material, the content, the lectures, the videos. And it's really not that deep. It's not, well, it is deep, but what it's not as time consuming as it sounds. You really need 30 minutes per day. Even 20 minutes a day is more than enough time.
Wow.
Or then the equivalent of maybe 2.5-3 hours a week. Mm-hmm. So then you study this online, watch the video, go through the material, and then every second week we connect through Google Classroom, virtual Google Meets, and there we have these discussions for an hour to an hour and a half, saying, hey, how did you experience it? What stood out for you? What do you think about this statement? And does that scripture make sense in this content? And what's your take on it? And so we stimulate one another, encourage one another, and strengthen one another. And so that's really the format. And then there is, and this usually scares people off, but there's usually a quiz. Let me just mention it as well.
I love quizzes.
But it's like a 10, 12 point quiz often, and it's really easy. I mean, if you've gone through the work, it's a no-brainer. It's not that tough. And I mean, we are always available there for our students if they go through the material and say, hey, you know what, I'm stuck. Mm. We are there to help them. And it's absolutely worth it.
Listen, I'm a lover of quizzes, just by the way.
Ah, great.
As tricky as they can get, but I absolutely yeah. love quizzes.
Awesome.
But now tell me, Charles, where can people find out more in terms of, you know, a registration, application, what's the process?
Easiest is go to our website. At the bottom of our website on the homepage, if you scroll down, right at the bottom there's a tab that says Moody Bible Enrich. You can click on there. It'll take you through to the landing page with all the required information. If you cannot access website at this stage and you can only do that later and you are a little bit concerned that you might forget to look at it later, just SMS or WhatsApp the word study, STUDY. You can WhatsApp it to 082-657-2729, WhatsApp number 082-657-2729, or SMS the word study to 37871, 37871. And we'll send you a link to go and check this out on our website.
Charles, thank you so much. Any last words? Anything else you'd like to add?
Thanks so much. Thanks, Luca. I think the thing about cost always is something also people keep in the back of their mind. Mm-hmm. So let me mention it. It's 850 Rand, which is really affordable for a 12-week course. This is a 3-month course. And if you have a look at other platforms of learnings, theology and Bible enrichment, you'll see that the prices are really not bad. So that equates to about 70 Rand a week. So absolutely worth it. And of course, well, the other important thing to mention, and this is also laid down for a lot of people, but it's not an academic theological degree. You do get a certificate after the 2 years completion for those who see it through for the full 2 years. And you can also get digital certificates after every course. So it's much more lifestyle enriching, but it does equip you for the work of ministry. By the way, we actually have one listener or one student who fell off, which is sad for us, but it's good for him because they actually in his church said, listen, we need you with what you've studied and what you've learned. We need you in this ministry and that ministry. And that's really the heart of it. And then we rejoice because that's mission accomplished. It's about equipping believers, enriching, empowering believers for their work of ministry. Thank you so much, Luca, to you and the listeners. Anyone interested, do drop SMS or WhatsApp with the word study, STUDY, to WhatsApp 0826572729, 0826572729, or SMS the word study to 37871. Thanks so much.
Just as a parting word, Charles, before you run off, you're talking about the fact that it's not necessarily accredited, it's not for academic purposes. You know, one of the things I've learned in this adulthood journey, there's your regular academic courses that people get to do, your conventional ones, your degrees and diplomas and whatnot. But one of the things I've learned, especially with employers, these are human beings.
Yep.
And what I want to teach us as people is, even those, you know, those short courses people do online, you think they don't matter until an employer actually says, I considered you because you're an active mind.
Exactly.
I've heard a lot of the stories where they'll say, I understand that this course is not necessarily accredited, but the fact that you did it for me and that you're investing a lot of time in studying these,
precisely,
it positions you in a better place. You could be going against somebody that's got the same degree or diploma as you, but because you are invested in developing yourself, that puts you in a better position. And that's exactly what I'm saying right now to us. It might not necessarily be accredited, but one of these days you're going to get to, for instance, your church or wherever, and they're going to say, we need this skill. We need this knowledge.
Yeah.
May not necessarily be a degree right now, but we need your knowledge, and this is why we need you, because you are an active mind. So exactly. I think we kind of need to lose that mentality that says, I'll only do it because it's academically accredited. Because the world is fast changing to accommodate and to see the people are interested in investing in themselves.
Exactly.
So that's food for thought for somebody who's thinking, do I need this? You actually do, my friend.
That'll be good. And it's about the word becoming flesh.
Yeah, definitely.
So you internalize what you learn and what you experience, and you become that.
Of course.
And it's really about establishing you in the gospel of Jesus Christ in a much more profound and effective way to enjoy life to its full and to facilitate that for others as well. Luca, thanks so much.
It's really been great. God bless.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.